Okay, Psalm 149. That's the psalm we're in for today as we read through the Bible in a year. And it's a great psalm. Christianity is not about keeping the Ten Commandments. It didn't work. Tried it for many, many years and it didn't work, right? Because our Father God knew that we needed a Savior. And the thing that he was after was not people that keep the Ten Commandments, and if they don't, they do sacrifices. It's not about sacrifices. It's about relationship. Yes, he sent Jesus that we might have restored relationship with him. That's what it's all about. Christianity is about relationship with Jesus Christ. Christianity is about receiving the forgiveness that he's provided for us, receiving it in ourselves and acknowledging it in a thankful, precious, humble spirit. That's what it's about. And that puts us back in that Abba Father relationship that he created for us. He did it. He saw what was needed and he provided the sacrifice. We can't provide the sacrifice. Nothing that we do can make us good enough. We are not good enough. We are simply forgiven. Amen. So, Psalm 149 is a psalm of thanksgiving about a relationship that he's created. It's about singing hallelujahs to him, knowing in our hearts that it gives him pleasure to have restored that relationship with him. And he delights in our enjoying that relationship. What brings God pleasure? What brings God pleasure is our acknowledging what he's done for us and receiving it and rejoicing and telling everybody about the wonderful things that he's done for us every day. That's what we need to tell. What's my story? My story is that my Father God loved me enough to forgive me. Not just me, but you. We're forgiven. We're forgiven. Amen. We're forgiven. We're forgiven.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand and let's just say 6 verses of this psalm together because it's a testimony of our hearts, and then we're going to celebrate. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's time to sing to God a brand new song so that all his holy people will hear
how wonderful
he is. May Israel be enthused with joy because of him, and may the sons of Zion pour out their joyful praises to their king. Break forth with dancing, make music, and sing God's praises with the rhythm of drums, for he enjoys his faithful lovers. He adorns the humble with his beauty, and he loves to give them the victory. His godly lovers triumph in the glory of God, and their joyful praises will rise even while others sleep. God's high and holy praises fill their mouths, for their shouted praises are the weapons of war. Amen.